Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball, something unexpected comes your way, and suddenly everything feels chaotic? Well, that's exactly what we're tackling today. Building resilience in the face of adversity. And trust me, this isn't about becoming some superhuman who never feels anything. It's about learning how to navigate those rough patches with grace, strength, and a whole lot of clarity. Think of it as equipping your inner badass with a set of tools forged in stoic wisdom. Now, before you roll your eyes and think stoicism. Sounds like boring old philosophy, hear me out. The Stoics weren't about being emotionless robots. They were all about understanding the things we can control and letting go of what we can't. And let's be real, in today's world, that's a skill worth mastering. Think about it. Constant news cycles, social media pressures, demanding jobs, there are enough external forces trying to pull you in different directions. So how do you stay centered? How do you build a foundation of resilience that can withstand any storm? Here's the thing. Stoic wisdom isn't just some dusty old philosophy. It's practical advice for navigating the modern world. First, focus on what you can control. This might seem obvious, but it's easier said than done. We often get caught up worrying about things outside our sphere of influence, the weather, other people's opinions, traffic jams, or the joys of rush hour. But remember, your energy and focus are precious resources. Invest them in what you can actually change. Your actions, your thoughts, your reactions. Second, reframe challenges as opportunities. This is a big one. Ever heard the saying, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger? The Stoics would wholeheartedly agree. They saw setbacks not as failures, but as chances to learn and grow. So next time you hit a roadblock, don't dwell on the negativity. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to become even more resilient? Third, practice gratitude. This might sound cliche, but it's powerful stuff. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, your perspective shifts dramatically. It helps you appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small, and builds a sense of contentment that can weather any storm. Fourth, live in the present moment. We tend to get caught up in worries about the future or regrets about the past. But true resilience comes from being fully present in this moment. Engage with your surroundings, savor the little things, and appreciate the beauty of now. This helps you focus on what truly matters and reduces the stress of dwelling on what's not happening right now. Finally, remember that you're not alone. We all face challenges, setbacks, and moments of uncertainty. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly powerful. It provides support, encouragement, and a sense of shared humanity. Don't be afraid to reach out, share your struggles, and lean on those around you. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and your phone is dead. That's a recipe for stress overload, right? But what if, instead of getting frustrated, you took a deep breath, acknowledged the situation, and focused on what you could control? Maybe you use the time to listen to a podcast, review your notes, or simply observe the world around you. You might even find a moment of peace amidst the chaos. That's resilience in action. Remember, building resilience is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes practice, self-awareness, and a willingness to embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. But with the tools of Stoic wisdom at your disposal, you can navigate life's ups and downs with strength, clarity, and an unshakable sense of purpose. So go out there, embrace the chaos, and build your inner badass. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of Stoic resilience. And if you have any thoughts or stories about overcoming adversity, hit us up on social media. We love hearing from you. Until next time, stay focused, stay resilient, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.